It's The Record on KUOW. 94.9 Seattle News and Information. So, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we learned today that the cost of health insurance is going up in Washington State. You heard a reaction from our state Republican Party chair. In case you missed it, some of the details: double-digit premium increases in many cases, 22% overall average rise. Two counties will have no insurers left in the state-run healthcare insurance exchange. That's Grays Harbor and Klickitat counties. So let's bring in the state insurance commissioner, Mike Kreidler. Welcome to KUOW, Mike.
Thank you, Bill.
So this is President Trump in Cincinnati earlier this month.
Obamacare is crashing. It's dead. It's in a death spiral, as the head of one of the biggest insurance companies said. It's in a death spiral. And we're coming out to do good, not to do bad, to do good.
President talking about Republican health care plans at the end there. Do you accept that things are moving in the wrong direction for Obamacare?
No, no, they're not. And I mean, you've got several studies that have documented that. You had a Wall Street firm that came out and did an analysis, and it showed that it was funding was stable in all, the vast majority of the states. The same thing with the Congressional Budget Office came up with numbers, too, in doing an assessment. So, I mean, the external reviews right now are that it's working, and it's working better in the state of Washington than any place else. Now, the only thing the Republicans can take credit for is that there's a huge amount of destabilization taking place presently from the standpoint of whether they're going to support the subsidies for cost sharing that currently is on a month-to-month basis, very much a destabilizing impact on the companies, increases their degree of uncertainty in the market. The same thing if the Republicans aren't going to enforce the individual mandate. If they'd back off and let Washington State do what it's doing right now, we'll do it just fine. I mean, there's some corrections to the Affordable Care Act. All of us would be, I think, willing to step up and say, let's make them, but we're doing pretty well.
Let's react to these couple of pieces of news today that state that health insurers have proposed an average rate hike of 22%. Why are insurance rates going up like that?
Well, there's a number of factors, and these are their requests to me. This, so I haven't approved these rate increases. This is just what they're asking for at this time.
Right.
So we're going to look at it very closely. I want to make sure that it's driven by real numbers. The number one driver for increased cost of health insurance premiums are pharmaceuticals. Let's make sure that the cost drivers are straight and right before, and if they are, it's very hard to turn your back on a company for wanting to make sure they're covered for actual costs. However, if it's being driven because of the uncertainty in the market, then it's a different ballgame. In fact, Oliver Wyman, a national consulting actuarial firm, just less than a week ago came out with a report saying that up to two-thirds of the rate increases coming forward are because of the uncertainty in the market around the subsidies for cost sharing and for potential non-enforcement of the individual mandate.
What about these two counties, Grays Harbor and Klickitat, who may have no options through the state's insurance exchange? So far, they don't.
Well, number one is I don't find it acceptable that any county not have health insurers in the individual market. It's incredibly important for all counties, but in particular, it's a challenge and always has been for rural counties that find it much more challenging to put together the kind of network of providers. The administrative costs are typically higher, so there's challenges both from the standpoint of the provider community and from the insurer community that were a problem before the Affordable Care Act and haven't gone away. We're seeing it now, and it's kind of bubbling to the surface. But it's one that I think we can get around. I'm still optimistic we can convince for those two counties to keep insurers in those markets going forward.
This is Washington State's Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler saying he's reached out to insurers to see if one is going to reconsider offering plans in the Grays Harbor and Klickitat County. Open enrollment for the 2018 individual market starts this fall in November, so we'll keep watching. Commissioner Kreidler, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.